Are you exhausted yet? Are you stressed out? I am Michael, your Chief Food Officer. It is a Wednesday, the 3rd of August. And we got a lot of work to do tonight. Hope you're ready for some stress reduction. Generating an opportunity for you to step into the secret place on this side of relaxation. I am in the captain's chair. Been in the captain's chair for a while. This is like the 3rd of August. And we got a lot going on here at Night Moves HQ. And I've been in this captain's chair for a while after a full day of work and then more work. And so like you, I'm going to need a little time out. Thinking of my daughter, she said, looks like we're going to need a little time out, Dad. Welcome to Night Moves HQ on Blog Talk Radio. Just a little reminder. Here with you Monday through Friday night, two-hour show, helping you get some relief from your stress. At the same time, part of my purpose is simply to help you navigate through your stress in that situation, that circumstance, or that crisis. And we do that with intentionality here inside Night Moods. And so I want to welcome all of the Night Eagles into the lab with yours truly. The atmosphere is brewing up for you, and it is going to be an impactful night. And how many of you are ready to step in and get calmed down for your bedtime rest? And to all of our Night Eagles across the Atlantic or the Pacific and every other bodies of water in between, including the Mediterranean, it's that time. And so as I'm getting myself collectively together, I want you to go right now to anyone else who is in that moment of, I can't take anymore. If I get one more assignment, if I get one more responsibility, I might just crack. Let them know the oasis is open, the lighthouse is open, better known as Night Moods, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being with us and helping us to expand this community, this kingdom community through radio, ministering to a whole bunch of Night Eagles in 17 nations thus far. And so here we are in the new month, new beginnings, new. And we are preparing ourselves for the launch of Night Moods, radio station for the kingdom of God. The launch is 11/11/22, that Friday night, three and a half weeks. And so here we are together, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say hello to all of our Night Eagles, and I'm telling you, we are growing in South Korea. I don't know Korean yet, but I'm telling you, thank you, South Korea, our Korean Night Eagles, our Japanese Night Eagles. I thought I was going to say something in Japanese, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to offend, because I don't know the language and the enunciation. And the rest of our Night Eagles who are listening, especially all of our female Night Eagles, if I were to list them nation by nation, we'd be here for a little bit. Well, a special hello to, just fly in the room, special hello to all of our Night Eagles in the United Kingdom, Ireland, the Netherlands, Sweden, Bulgaria. I want to say Belarus, but it's not Belarus. It's actually Bulgaria and Serbia, Russia. Hello to our Night Eagles in Peru and New Mexico. Not New Mexico, Puerto Rico. Our Canadian Night Eagles, and all of the rest of you listening, checking us out for the first time, you are called our new eaglets. Maybe you're a fly on the wall, like this fly that's going to find its demise here in the studio tonight. I wish you would just go. We actually have the studio open for the first time doing this show, so I got to make sure he gets out so I can keep all the atmosphere where I need the atmosphere to be, and this little thing wants to stay here. Maybe he needs to have some relief. But he'll get some relief, I'm telling you. No hate mail. Just don't like flies. They're germy. And he's got to leave the studio. So here we go. You are a newbie listening to the show. You've been invited to the show. Thank you for being in here. It is not a strange show. It's not a religious show. This is a kingdom ministry to help every one of you with positivity to the state of mind, your emotions, your abilities, and to each of us, the level of faith that we have been given. For everyone who's been saved and born again, I am here as your Chief Mood Officer to help you practically live out your faith in real time, in a real setting, right where you are at listening to this show on any of your smart device, your Apple devices. Maybe it's a laptop, computer, tablet, or iPad. Whatever's plugged into your ear, that is the device that is your VIP handle. And you get to go on a journey tonight with yours truly. During this midweek, this is the Wednesday edition, the first Wednesday of August, excuse me, as we put in some work. And to you who are the Eaglets, our new listeners, it's not by happenstance or an accident that you found yourself here. See, this is simply the call to action. You have a call to action, and it is the Holy Spirit who is pricking your heart, convincing and persuading your mind, along with that he is convicting your mind, because this is the moment of truth. During this show, this program, I believe you will step into this moment. Because you'll step into this moment, I must say to you, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and this station is 100% proof, this radio show, excuse me, is 100% proof that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we're going to be into the secret place on this side of relaxation that we always do Monday through Friday. I get to help you breathe in the breath of life, 5 breathing exercises, and every one of our night eagles gets to participate. And so you listening, eaglets, it is my hope that you step into participation, and you don't have to understand it. Just breathe with us, and that's all we're going to be doing, just doing some breathing. You do it every day, any night, all the time. So we're going to be more intentional about what we do, and that's the beauty of kingdom living. We're going to be going in the secret place in a little bit to handle some relief from stress. And you being a newbie, you have a level of stress you're dealing with. Well, you're in the right space, the right moment for the right time. And that's all we're going to do. 2 hours of the show. The first hour is relaxation. The second hour is inspiration to inspire you before you head back. We're going to calm the status quo down and watch God do some supernatural, miraculous heart surgery. And at the same time, Jesus would be the brain surgery. And see, that all is what happens inside the secret place. If you guys can see me now, my hope that you take the journey and you can stay on the side and watch and get familiar to what we do and how we do what we do here. And the reasons for that is simply stress relief, finding our kingdom identity as a daughter and a son, and getting restored, getting recharged. So join us. And all I ask is that you just participate with the rest of us. And what we're doing right now is we are waiting for the secret place that we step into by faith to power up to 100%. And when that does, then we'll be able to step into a most awesome place that maybe you have not been in before. And that's the most safest space on any radio show, bar none. And it is fortified by some solid walls. These 4 walls are kingdom spiritual walls that speak to every situation, circumstance, and crisis in the moment. And we're going to help you take it all in and encounter, engage, experience something phenomenal, supernatural that have been received, never have received before. And so while you're getting yourself situated and you're kind of getting used to the show, I want to say hello to all of our night eagles who are driving in this nighttime here in the States, or if you're on the other side of the world and you are at work driving, thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for participating and sacrificing a little bit of your time with us. I will do my best not to blow you to sleep, but you know the saying, relaxation calms the body, and a calming body is a sleeping body. So stay with us. Keep your hands on the steering column, especially over here in the United States. It is nighttime, Eastern time, Central time, Mountain time. and dusk has just begun out on the West Coast. Hello to you over in Alaska. I see you. I got the report. Fairbanks. Night Eagles are in Fairbanks. I want to hear from any of our Night Eagles. You guys can email the show at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com or go to any of our official social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and by chance you can watch all the podcast events going on right now on our YouTube channel. So email the show at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com and we'll get you the link over to the YouTube channel. We are building the community at the same time you're listening in to an impressive month. All month long, we are doing some fundraising for the radio show. And if you want to become an Eagle investor, we have an opportunity. Going on right now. Pay attention. Are you ready? You can go to www.givesandgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And when you go to our platform on givesandgo.com, you can actually make a healthy, sizable, limited, frequent support of seed, of provision to our goal of reaching $17,000. We're in a two-year commitment for the radio station that's going to be airing live, our partner with radio.co, 11-11-22. So if you want to invest into the future of the Kingdom radio station, taking back entertainment, taking on entertainment, and going to be a leader in broadcast and media. Night Moods is going to be a leader in broadcast and media. You can do that by becoming an Eagle investor. And as I'm talking about this, we are on Discord. And Discord is a platform where we're doing a show during the radio station. It is live. The server is up and running, and we have some work to do getting a, by the way. Building a team is a struggle, I'm telling you. When you are putting forth a project of this magnitude, building a team is a struggle, but God is bringing to the team of Night Moods HQ those who are going to be impacting the structure of the radio station. And so we're on Discord, and we are telling you and simply go to Discord.com or the Discord app, excuse me, and type in, look for Night Moods, hashtag 9811, NITEMOODZ, hashtag 9811, where you can connect with us. That server is up and running 24 hours a day. We have two channels thus far. We thought we had three, but one is a general channel, and I don't know where that one went to. But you can connect with us on the first channel called Kingdom Influencers, and the second channel is Kingdom Dreamers. Open mic, audio, texting from anywhere around the world where you can connect in real time and learn how to become a person or persons who manifest into their dreams. And at the same time, we help you become someone who can influence others. And then we're going to have special events going to be happening, live streaming through the Discord channel. And that sign right there you just heard is the secret place that is powered up to 100%. I'm telling you, what's going on. So hang with me tonight. 2 hours strong relaxation on this hour. Our next destination is the secret place. Before the secret place, we got some house cleaning to do. And so while we're taking a break, pay some of these little bills that we're paying on this small little flagship show called Night Moods. I want you to go ahead and reach out to any of your friends, associates, family members. That help is here. It's called Night Moods. And Michael is in this captain chair, ready to serve, coach all of us to get some relief from our stress. Coming up here on this side of Night Moods, you're listening to the greatest show in this time slot on Blog Talk Radio. What a moment. New music here on Night Moods. Night Watch is next. And we got to introduce you all to some new Eagles coming to the platform. All right, here we go. I'm up here fighting a fly here in the studio, for real. I'm here. It's Michael. I am Michael in the captain's chair. All this space, and I don't know how this thing got in the house, in the basement, on every heavy level tomorrow. Going to, like, tighten up the hatch, make sure no windows or doors open. I can't stand insects, can't stand these little pestering things, all the space out there on creation, and they want to get in and cause havoc. And me and havoc don't get along, by the way. So here we go. We're going to make this happen. I'm going to make some swings, and hopefully the wife is listening, taking note. All doors are going to be locked down, I'm telling you. No one understands my pain, especially when you're doing a live show. And you got this little thing flying around, buzzing you. But we're going to get them. So here we are on this Wednesday night. Now, the importance of what we're doing is has everything to do with our future. I'm going to be doing a live stream at some point over the next couple of hours, next couple of days here, as the flagship show of the radio station that's coming, 11-11-22. We want to present our purpose, our passion, and the vision going forward. And it is a two-year commitment, by the way, to why we are doing what we're doing and impacting, not only impacting you, the Night Eagle, but we're going to be helping our listeners their identity. Now, what does that mean? You know, we're building this platform through broadcast and media with a future of television to employ Night Eagles from around the globe because digital is changing, Web 3 is changing, Web 4 is changing. So I'm going to be doing a live stream talking about the passion and the purpose behind Night Moves HQ. And you can be a part of this by becoming an Eagle investor. The radio station is something massive that this project and advance the mission and advance the building and community. And if you haven't heard, God has opened the mission field to Night Moves. And so with new Eagles coming into the show, and it surprises me every time. Once a week to get to understand all the steps, but he's opening up the mission field. And so this month is the month that we are all systems go for the launch. And when you're launching something, how many of you Night Eagles like space and like, you know, rocket ships? And here in America, well, I know I used to watch NASA. My mother used to do circuit boards for NASA at her company that she worked at for 23 years. And so when we heard that a space shuttle was going to launch, we would count it down. And during our seasons in life, doing everything we do, we just like, okay, this is going to go off November 28th. And I remember Atlantis, Challenger, and the rest of the fleet. We got to even go down to Florida and watch one of the space launches from Cape Canaveral at the Kennedy Space Station. And it's phenomenal, the countdown. And what goes into preparing rocket boosters, preparing the STS. And so that analogy here, preparing this month for a financial launch, and it takes a lot of money, thousands upon thousands of dollars to launch a radio station. And so doing this for the very first time and learning like you could never understand the amount of learning that goes on the business side and even the space of podcasting, which is part of it. And so saying all to say this, August is just crucial. And so you guys listening to the show have an opportunity to become an Eagle investor. And yes, in the world systems, and the world culture and the world behavior patterns that is looking like it's spiraling out of control, we are in the kingdom. And so those things in the world aren't affecting kingdom brothers and sisters, in truth. And I remind myself, if not every day and every night, every other day or every other night, I'm reminding myself the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and you, Nagels, are righteous, and there is wealth laid up for you. And so our Father is a Father who transfers his resources and provision into the earth realm, and he uses the wealth of the wicked, not the riches, but he uses the wealth. And so this month of August, what we're doing, and I am maintaining to the dream, we'll be here 7 nights a week, 2-hour shows, and we're going to be focusing a little differently, albeit each night we're going to be doing relaxation, but we're going to be focusing a little bit different to give you opportunity to go to a click on a website of givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And right now you can do that during the show, and we would love to give you a gift for your partnering as becoming a Night Eagle influencer who is an investor. And so you're investing in a new ministry that not only changed the lives of many of our listeners, but the villages and the towns and communities to which they are living in by building marketplaces. And on top of those things, our biggest thing is to have playgrounds. This is one of the missions of my wife, who's with her ministry and the podcast. She's partnered with us, and so we're going to see to it that we are building not only playgrounds, but community home centers where our children in oppressed nations can inspire, empower many communities. And right now there's 17 nations that are actively listening to the radio show right now. And so slowing things down, this is what we're going to be doing for the rest of August. So you're going to have to make change your fund. And all this week we're And so, Night Eagles, you can become Eagle investors to the future and our launch as we are preparing every day, every night, on top of what we do on a regular daily basis. My wife and I own a small business. We are ministers to our church and churches, global churches and ministries and our small Kingdom University, online university. And then this has been placed on my lap. And so every night we are preparing for the launch. And so we have some interesting news to share with you, that there are perches that are night eagle is something special because God gave the name. He told us to change the name. Three perches, the month of August, we are beginning the financial push to fuel the radio station. And it takes a lot of fuel to develop a radio station and program a radio station and launch the radio station. So we got to have the fuel in the tank that's at 100%. And take us into this internet radio space. We want to make sure that we have all options open for you who are listening to share and to support. And one way is to go to www.gibsongo.com/nightmoodslaunch, or you can become a Night Eagle investor and become a sponsor to the month of August And we got gifts that just shipped to our home that we're going to be sending out to all of our Night Eagles who have become Eagle investors. And let's look at it this way. I thought I had what I wanted to say, but I don't have it here in front of me. Television. We're launching a radio station, 11-11-22, and we're also looking to build a broadcast center in 2023. We're changing how faith-based television looks like, sounds like, is produced like, and we're going to make it all-inclusive, not just segregated and segmented, because we are all God's children. And being all God's children, we are under one faith, from many nations, from many cultural backgrounds, but we step into a kingdom culture. So we're going to be inclusive to all the nations who become listeners to the show and who don't become listeners to the show. We're going to be setting a standard of excellence, of production, of media, television, radio, and building education centers. So I wanted to say all that to say, August is a massive push to fuel the rocket ships, the financial rocket ships, if I can call them rocket ships. And so every night, you're going to get a heavy dose. I'm going to be here with you on the weekends for the first time of this flagship show. 7 nights a week, you're going to be listening to yours truly here in the captain's chair, so that we can get to the funding, a two-year commitment with our partner, Radio.co. Jeff is always talking to me. He is excited. He's like, you want to start this week? I'm like, no, we got to wait. We got to launch. Okay. So he just waits. He's always checking in. How's everything going? And how can we help? We want to make sure that we give you every support necessary so that your launch is as efficient and fluid as possible. And so we have what appears to be some support on the business side to make those partnerships and those collaborations happen. And so all this month, you're going to get myself and hopefully a few friends of mine to come on. And you can also go to our official platform where you find Night Moves HQ. And then we're going to make some videos available for you. And we're not going to be pleading, but we're just going to give you some insight, some live streaming, where you can learn about Night Moves HQ and the radio station and the gaming channel that we are creating. A VR game is really kind of cool. That cat's out of the bag. So we are creating a VR game for children, young adults, and adults who like to play. And we're going to bring a quality game. It's called The Guardian of Ari. It's really kind of cool. They're working on a storyline. Chris is working on the music. And so it's a classification of G1 to G7. G7 is the wisdom classification. And we're selling NFTs that are going to help fund this entire operation. And so you can get information by emailing the show at nightmoveshdq@gmail.com or going to our Discord server. The Discord server is nightmoves, #9811. Now, with that being said, let's get after the show tonight. We have some relaxation to get into. I am here live as usual. You can connect with me. Any of the social media platforms, I'll get to your comments. And yes, the show is real. Yes, the secret place is real. We have people, new Night Eagles, asking, is the secret place real? And how do I know it's real? And last night we had a Night Eagle send a tweet. I'm so sorry, I'm learning about Twitter too. Send a tweet. And so that's the mission here on the flagship show, to help you get some relief and from your stress. And we're going to do that right now. And so here we go, top of the hour. Welcome into Night Moves. This is the Oasis, the Lighthouse, and the studio is... from what is engaging you, surrounding, and conflicting you. And so Night Eagles from 17 nations come to the Oasis and the Lighthouse we call Night Moods. And whether you are in the desert of life, day or night, and you're out there by yourself, tumbleweeds are passing you by, you are thirsty, you are hungry, you have been left to just exist. The atmosphere is playing, serving you, So come inside to the oasis. And for those of you who feel like you're drowning in life, and that drowning in life is not forever. It is temporary at best. And each and every night that we are here with you live on the radio, you have an opportunity to come into the lighthouse. And so everyone is coming in, all the eagles. And I want you to know that you are VIP. You are very influential people. And so all the eagles have high perches to come and get some relaxation. And you get four permissions: to be selfish is one, to be alone is number two, to express your emotions is number three, and everyone gets to step in to the secret place. That's the fourth one, to be recharged. And right where you're at right now, the VIP seat that you're in that has been, is now past warm. It's conditioned to the mold of your body. That's your VIP seat, where you get to listen in and participate in the breathing exercises and get reconnected with yourself in your spirituality. I simply call that the reality of the realm of the spirit, where you encounter your Heavenly Father. That's how you relate to Him. And whether it's here inside the lab or over there, right where you are at, right in front of you, if you just look right there, that is the separation from you in the secret place. There is no time for religious spin. See, my job is to help you engage, encounter, experience, and execute your identity as a daughter and son in Father's kingdom. And for me, it's easy because I'm familiar to this kingdom life. And so this show is here as a vehicle and a ministry tool to help you live in your identity as a son and daughter. And that's why there's no religious spin ever on this flagship show, even on the radio station that's coming, 11-11-22. And the secret place that you've heard keyed up and is waiting for us to enter into, and we're going to be going in there shortly, the secret place is where the atmosphere is completely saturated. The atmosphere is the music that you're listening to right now. And why is it the same atmosphere that you're probably asking for? Well, simply, it's conducive to the realm of the spirit. And so we want the same Holy Spirit, the same realms that Father steps into. And so that's why we play on rotation each and every show. And we kind of change it up from time to time, but you're going to get a heavy dose of the same atmosphere. So it's like percolating coffee. We want the best atmosphere for you to step into, and this is what we have been given to share with you. And that secret place is extremely saturated, and it is the place that Jesus cultivated, experienced himself in his gospels. And so we have learned to do what Jesus did and spoke, and we get the results that he promised us. And John chapter 17 is one of the last opportunities that we get to have exposure of Jesus being in the secret place. And so we're going to go in to get refocused, regain control, restore in your emotions, and receive what we call agape love. Unconditional love happens in the secret place. And you get to step in the secret place because you're important. It's one of three attributes I talk about each and every show, that you are important. And you must just possess the idea and the truth and the evidence that you are important. Now, what is the evidence? Jesus Christ is the evidence. The Holy Spirit is the evidence. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus is the truth, and the Spirit of God is the evidence. And so he redeemed us, he saved us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his Father's power and light. And so that transfer was out of a dead, dark kingdom of the world systems, world cultures and behavior patterns ruled illegally by the adversary. And so we have a redeemer, and we were transferred into an increase, the highest kingdom ever created. There is no higher kingdom imaginable than Father's heavenly kingdom. And so in this transfer, each and every one of us, including all of our eaglets who are here, saved and born again. And if you're not saved and born again, well, you have an opportunity. to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and you're going to sense and feel the power of God during this show. That highest transaction that occurred in our transfer from one door dead kingdom into a higher, increased, powerful, sovereign kingdom is that you're important enough to be filled with the essence of Abba Father in the Holy Spirit. And so your Father deems every one of you who are saved and born again important to carry his Spirit. And if I'm doing my job right and on point to help you establish yourself as a daughter and son in first position, tonight here on the show, I'm here to help you reset and rest in God so that him and the presence of his kingdom will equip you and prepare you to re-enter back into the pathway towards your destination. And that is simply the journey of your life. Night Eagles from around the world, you're welcome inside the kingdom, inside Night Moods HQ. And under the stars, we have our stargazers. And I was told I can't release the eagle name yet, so that's going to be tomorrow. Our stargazers, these are the night eagles who are looking and pondering at life, their dreams. All of our dreams, by the way, are protected by the stars, whether it's daytime. Those same stars, wherever you are living, protect your dreams. And I think I'm going to say this each and every night, that those stars that fall, well, you know, you see like falling stars, and they zip past this atmosphere and pass our globe, this earth that we all share. What could you imagine those dreams that they are protecting, that they bring with them as they hurl past earth, land strategically those dreams to as many night eagles and others who aren't night eagles, and they get to manifest in their pathway to those dreams because they've gone through goals and assignments. And so each time that you go through your assignments and goals, do you understand that you are manifesting toward that dream that you created? And so that's what we're doing. So the stargazers are out the window on this cool night, cloudy night. And then we have our prayer eagles, and these warring eagles intercede for the rest of the night eagles who are coming in. It's like our spiritual cover, and they know what to do. They know how to pray, and they are worshiping, they are praising, and they become that spiritual covering while we are having our relationship and having surgery to our hearts and surgery to our minds. And then we have our closet seekers. These are our quiet eagles. These quiet eagles are in prayer. They are worshiping. They are praising. They are connecting in faith here in the presence of our Heavenly Father and Yeshua. And so these are the three perches. I promise this week that, well, I don't want to promise. I want to get myself in trouble. But we're going to make sure that we get the new names for our three perches where you can come in. And there are some badges for each of the perches. And this is kind of cool. You don't have to pay for the badges. So if you want to be a part of the perch, whether it's our stargazers, our warring eagles, or our closet seekers, we want you to connect right now. NightmoodsHDQ@gmail.com, or go to any of our social media accounts. You can just Google search Night Moods HQ and send a message in real time that you would like to get a badge. And you are one of the night eagles who perch, whether by the window you are a warring eagle or you are a quiet eagle. And you're going to make sure that you get a digital badge as well. It's really kind of cool. And so with that being said, I want you guys to get ready to step into the secret place. This secret place is something special where we get to have heart surgery, supernatural, miraculous surgery for some of you night eagles whose heart is distressed, your mind is distressed. Jesus does the surgery on the mind. Father does the surgery in the heart because it's his Holy Spirit that lives in our heart. And you may have a void in your heart. There may have been a death in your family. So this heart begins to hurt. This heart begins to long and miss and not understand living and death. And so it connects to the mind, And so the body begins to hurt. The body begins to toil. And some of you are carrying burdens. I'm talking days and nights and weeks of burdens that you're not supposed to be carrying. I was in a group, and they were talking about this. You know, well, we're supposed to carry each other's burdens, but we're not supposed to keep the burdens. And so we're going to be doing that, delivering our burdens to Jesus. Because I mentioned that we are supposed to deliver our burdens to Jesus. And the positive response I got back was, we're supposed to be our brother's keeper. We don't keep burdens, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what Jesus had to say about that. And we're going to have some fun. All of you want to participate with this. So come expectant right now. Come expectant to receive a revelation and some information, and understand that there is a reward for each and every one of you Night Eagles who are here participating. And that's why I keep saying every night, I want you, I'm encouraging you to participate so that you can get your reward. And the secret place is about deliverance, because Jesus is in the secret place to help you get some relief in your situation, your circumstances, in that crisis. So you're expectant to also give of yourself. Don't just come asking, but you're going to come to give of yourself. And that's what we call faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. So you got to apply yourself to what is written on these four walls. Before we step in, I must say the spirit of dignity, the spirit of fear, the spirit of apprehension, and the spirit of pride cannot step into the secret place with any of us. So you must tell those four little bandits that they must go sit outside the gate of the HQ, not even in the lab, because where you're going, no drama can go in the presence of our Heavenly Father. So as we get ready to step in, you guys are officially invited into the secret place. Make yourself comfortable. Pay attention to everything around you. We have a lot of room right here for everyone to get themselves situated. And as you come into the secret place, many of you need to stand up and look straight ahead. Draw a line on the ground and just step over that line. When you step over that line by faith, you are stepping in the presence of your Heavenly Father. It's all by faith in the Father's kingdom. That's why he gave us his Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said it's to your advantage. So we live as, in an advantage. It's part of our birthright. And the only way we can see and enter and grace of the Holy Spirit. That's it. So there are four walls that surround us. As you step in and get yourself situated, these four walls have a lot to say to each and every one of us. One of the walls is also the foundation. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 says this to you. I want you all to listen very intently. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret. And your Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, these are Jesus' words in Matthew 6 and verse 6. It's also the foundation. So when you're kneeling, laying down, prostrate, that is the foundation that you're laying on. Matthew 6 and 6 is also one of the walls. That's why we're saying, shut the door. That is the applying of your faith. Remember, faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. And albeit that we are here to pray, Father wants your presence. I say that because he knows every one of our thoughts before they ever leave our mind. Isn't that crazy? Every one of his children's thoughts, he knows. How big is he where he can place a piece of him here in the secret place? The wall right behind you, this is that trading wall. This is the apex wall. And this is the wall that we're going to be getting some relief from the stress, trading our burdens, and that stress that deals with your situation, the circumstances, and the crisis. This is why I want you all to participate so that you can receive your reward. Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. The third wall over here to your right. Your right hand, that wall's right over here to your right, not too far away from you. If you are dealing with the judgment and you're going before the judge as either the plaintiff or a defendant, and you are needing your Heavenly Father to rule in that setting, maybe you need justice. Maybe you need relief from your spiritual adversary who is possessing a person against you. And see, the adversary, Lucifer or Satan, Apollyon, you were being accused, not here on earth. Did you know you're being accused in the courtroom of the Father? An example is given to you in Job chapter 1 and Job 2. But that's why you need to show up in the kingdom, in the courtroom of your Heavenly Father, so that you can be present before the defendant, Satan. And this wall is for you to ask your Heavenly Father to rule in your setting. This is a widow who goes before an unjust judge. This is Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8. But we're looking at verse 7, because this widow wears out this unjust judge, but Jesus has something to say regarding your spiritual judge. He says, "And will not my Heavenly Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to my Heavenly Father day and night? And will my Father delay towards you?" And so you must understand that you have to provide an answer to your Heavenly Father. And so that's the third wall. The fourth wall is over here to your left. And if you are in a natural deadline and you need some help, you do understand you don't need a scheduled appointment to go before your Heavenly Father. This is by the Holy Spirit written into the Hebrew book of chapter 4 and verse 16. He says to you, "Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So as you see, these four walls speak to every life factor. And so you can lean in towards any of the walls and realize that your help is here. And so I'm going to help you breathe in the breath of life. There's going to be five breathing exercises that's going to help you get some relief. Calm the body down. Many of you are here in the secret place to calm down. You've had a busy day. You've had a productive day. And you just need to relax. And some of you are highly stressed out. You are carrying burdens from Saturday, from last week, because maybe you missed out of the radio show. But you're here. And so we're going to trade the burden, to trade the stress in. The first breath we're going to be breathing is to relax the body. And I'm going to say this to you. That's any wound or scarring to the body that has come from a chaotic episode. And so the spirit of chaos, when he brings and manifests into the natural realm, has a sibling called crisis. And when chaos and crisis work together in cohesion, manipulating, causing trauma, causing terror, there is a spiritual clone with a natural trauma added to it. So when you night eagles come through chaos and crisis, you are being clothed with trauma. Post-traumatic stress is post-trauma from stress, and it's a disorder to the body and the mind state and the emotions to the mind. We're going to take a deep breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your bodies. Now I want to add, you are also dealing with a medical diagnosis to the body. Whatever that diagnosis is, we're talking to the symptoms. We're just downshifting your systems simply by breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh. Downshifting, calming the body down, is submitting the body here in the presence of our Heavenly Father in a secret place. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your body. All right, what we're doing, we're taking 30 seconds in between the breathing so that everyone has enough time to take a deep breath here. Shifting over to the state of mind, this is the second breath. Exercise, breathing in the breath of life. We're going to be dealing with the mindset and your emotions and your logic. And if you have never experienced your mind racing or hard to shut the mind down because you have a lot of responsibilities, obligations, and just stress that happens in family settings, business settings, friend settings, then I don't know if you have a heartbeat, because everyone at some point is going to have their mind racing, maybe overwhelmed because of an assignment. But we learned this activity years ago with one of my mentors who's now home in heaven, Apostle Henry Blackwell, who taught me this. I had to use this Monday, because I came home and I've been overwhelmed with a whole bunch of responsibilities and obligations. And I got to bed about 5 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't shut the mind out. And then I remember the Holy Spirit said to me, just do what Henry said. And immediately I began to say, Jesus. So if your mind is in gear 8, 9, and 10, it's hard to slow it down. Just say the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat his name. Just repeat it. The cadence will come out strong. Let the cadence come out however it needs to come out. Just repeat Jesus' name. Some of you may call him Yeshua. Just repeat his name. He has a name. Just repeat it. And you'll know the moment that you begin to slow down, that is the kingdom sign into your natural brain that your mind is coming under or into surrender to Jesus Christ, who is doing mind surgery while Father's doing heart surgery here in the secret place. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. Slow, deep breaths. You're going to get through it. It's nothing too hard. Take your time. If you're dealing with any type of abuse, church abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, psychological abuse, any form of abuse, we just want to surrender that as well. If you are a victim, those emotions with self-doubt, low self-esteem, self-re-victimization, we're going to surrender that right now. Continue to say the name of Jesus over and over. Repeat his name. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. You're doing good. Go ahead and get repositioned as we get to the third breathing exercise. This is now the trading breath. You're at the trading wall. The wall is Matthew chapter. This is where I definitely want you to seriously participate. Pay attention to what Jesus has to say to you. And if you are dealing with any level of stress, if you've been carrying your burdens for an abundance and a large amount of time, maybe for more than 24 hours, then we want you to make sure that you are putting yourself in a position to participate. As you're getting resituated, I want you to put your hands together. And putting your hands together, I want you to think you're going to be receiving a gift, holding out your hands together like you're holding a gift. And I want you to right now begin to speak out of your soul closet all of the stress that you're dealing with. That includes the good stress. Family is good stress. Marriage is good stress. If you have responsibilities and obligations that people depend on you, that's good stress. Continue to spew them out into your hands. Yell, scream, Get them out of your soul closet. That burden that's there is called the fortizo. This burden is known as a load-bearing in the Greek understanding of this word, to which we got our transliteration of the word. And so this burden wreaks havoc on the body. Again, it causes bruises. It causes distress to the heart. It affects the emotions because it brings depression into those collective areas, endorphins, your sensory, your logic. And when it causes distress, it stresses it out like a sponge. It's full of water and you squeeze a sponge and it takes a little bit for the sponge to come back to its normal optimum shape. And so this burden, this load-bearing weight, depresses the mind, can hinder you from doing what you know to do, your abilities, what you're capable of doing, because you are carrying burdens that you were never meant to carry for prolonged periods of time. Jesus says to you, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. This is a true, factual statement. He gives you a command, he gives you instruction, and he gives you a promise. And how many of you want the rest? Well, continue to pour out all of your stress into your hands. He says, take my yoke on you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in your heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So taking his yoke, you have to trade with him. And this is why we call this the trading wall right behind you. You are simply going to trade your burdens. Trade your overworked body, your overworked mind. See, we submit the body, we surrender the mind, and we're going to trade the burdens out of your soul closet. What you've been holding, because Jesus can know what to do, and he's going to give you something tangible. And the Father, perhaps that reward that's on the first wall, maybe the Father's going to give you a person of influence or people of influence who are there to build you up, encourage you, empower you, inspire you as you come through your situation, your circumstance, or your crisis. And that reward, that tangible reward, is that help that's going to get you through it, including the crisis and the sibling with crisis, chaos. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath. Raise your hands and trade your burden with Jesus. Make that trade matter. Make that trade count. Trade it all to him. Go into the depths of soul closet. Get the trade out. And it is complete. It is my hope that you traded that burden. Some of you may be feeling spiritually elevated. Physically, you're feeling lighter. That's because something spiritual connected with the natural and literally took off that burden when you traded it. And so now you're able to look into that stress connected to that situation that you're in, or that circumstance, or even that crisis. And you can see the end game. That goal is your dream in this season. That destination that will be there when you manifest through. And because you traded, what happened is you received something tangible that's going to help equip you to get through it. Keyword, through it. And see, I have to go back to the strategy here in a secret place, submitting your body, surrendering your mind. You've traded the burdens. You're receiving rest. So your mind and body is vulnerable right now. And here we're at the critical breath. This critical breath is to breathe in the breath a restoration to the body. This is the spirit of restoration, to restore the void in the body, the symptoms, and the surrender in the mind, and to fill it with joy. Maybe perhaps you are needing a spiritual tune-up with the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we are supposed to bear. This is the critical breath, breathing it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath, and let's relax. and receive the spirit of restoration. Night Eagles, you are special eagles. You've made it to the last breath here in the secret places. It is the breath of love, unconditional love, agape love, and the breath of life that we're getting ready to take, and reminding you of the three attributes that I spoke of. The first one is you're important. You're important as a daughter and son to your Heavenly Father. And Jesus even told you, no one comes to the Father unless they come through me. You are worthy to carry the Holy Spirit, who is the 100% essence of our Heavenly Father's glory in the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, sent to you, who was saved and born again. You are valuable to receive unconditional agape love from our Heavenly Father. Adopted daughters and sons, Gentiles adopted into the kingdom family, you take on the same value that Jesus has. And this enables you to receive through the spirit of mercy and the spirit of grace, this unconditional love, this love from our Heavenly Father that he placed upon Yeshua. The same token, method, form of unconditional love from our Heavenly Father is greater than the unconditional love that you receive on earth. Those are tied to conditions. But your Heavenly Father, loving you, and he is the initiator of love, and the highest level of love is agape love. And he's pouring this level of love in you because this is John 15 and 13 love. And see, this love is being poured upon you, poured in you, and poured through you. So that in this moment, you can learn in real time to say, thank you, Father, for loving me, and I love you back. You don't have to make it hard. You just practice reciprocating love verbally, physically, naturally, and spiritually, connecting to your Heavenly Father. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your hands up, and receive agape love from our Abba Father. Open heavens are opening over some of your environments. Father is lifting you higher in this moment as you who are participating in the five breaths of life. We just concluded receiving agape love here, and many of you Night Eagles are in the moment of your life that you have not felt in quite a long time. And maybe you're receiving this moment for the very first time, encountering your Heavenly Father, engaging his presence of his kingdom, experiencing his love on levels that you have never known. Take it all in. Thank you for being with me in the secret place. Got some work to do. Opening up the phone lines if you want to call in. And if you want to tweet what you are experiencing, how real this is for you, a praise report that will help encourage and empower someone else to continue in the journey of living their faith in real time. The studio line is going to be open at 563-999-3685. You're listening to Night Moods HQ right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Through God's Eyes. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials and trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me. Welcome back into Night Moves on this Wednesday night, still battling the fly. If you ever had a fly in your area and you just need to crush the thing because it's landing and drop whatever it drops, well, I'm having that situation here in between the commercials and switching into the bridge section. Welcome into the lab with the bridge, me and this one lonely fly that's driving through here. And if I swing hard enough, I'll probably knock the microphone over. Don't want to hear the monitor. Or two, or these studio lights would drive me crazy if I were to knock those over. Anybody know my pain? Have you experienced this even when you're driving? Why is it that they jump in the vehicle when you're driving? And they're in the vehicle flying around, you got the windows down, and they just can't seem to catch a clue and fly out the doggone window. Well, here I am. I had to shut the door to the lab, and he's just going berserk. I got to get him. So that's my problem. It's not yours. I think I might get some stick-em tape. But I want to see. I don't want to put stick-em tape here in. And why on earth is a fly even in the studio in the first place? We got to get him. So I got some spray. So I don't want to take me trying to spray the little varmint. So here we are at the bridge. This is my night. What I'm doing with it. A lot of work ahead of me. I hope you're getting ready for your work day, your rest day. Hope you enjoy relaxation. Doing things a little bit differently, giving you a little bit of tease for what the radio station is going to be doing. This is the flagship show, a four-hour show coming to Night Moods, 11-11-2022. And the programming. If you're not connected with us on Discord, let me share with you some programming. What we're doing is bringing music with you, to you, with some on-air personal radio personalities. The programming is already set. So Monday through Friday, this is how it goes down. We have the morning drive from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Followed up from 10 until 2 is the midday drive. From 2 to 6 is the afternoon drive set up. 6 to 10 is top artists. That is our PM drive, and we're going to be playing throughout the week. Check this out. Inspiration, soaking music, worship music, praise music, gospel jazz, contemporary music. And then from 10 o'clock until 2 a.m., we have Night Moods. It's official. The flagship show goes to a four-hour programming with music to boot. How about that? On the Saturdays, we have our Saturday morning lineup, which essentially is going to be the bomb. I'm just telling you, it's going to be the bomb. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we start off with inspiration, soaking, worship, and praise music. From 10 a.m., and we're working on a contract with an awesome voiceover artist who's going to be bringing her program to the radio station. Now, I keep calling it the radio station because we're playing around with our call letters. And so right now, I think what we're going to do, we're going to put something on our social media app. And if you want to be a part of that, you may want to go to Discord. or Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. So if we're going to Instagram and Twitter, we'll give Facebook a break. Discord, Instagram, and Twitter, we're going to be putting a poll on the top three names for the call center, call letters for the radio station. So right now it's the radio station. Go to Discord, Night Moods, hashtag 9811, and you're going to be able to get to our server. And I think we'll put it under influencers. I think that's up right now. And let me make sure it's up right now. Yeah, we're under, the channel is up for Kingdom Influencers. So you want to get connected with our server on the Discord. And see, the Discord is where everything goes down during the radio shows and the radio station. Our DJs will be in there talking with you. We're going to have some other influential individuals who are partners to the radio station connecting and helping all of you answer questions. There's going to be prizes, giveaways inside there, NFTs. We have our merch getting ready to launch on the Discord as well. And the big thing is NFTs are going to be there. We're going to be selling NFTs to help finance this project of broadcast and media, including a television station. Like, this is crazy what God is doing, but he's going to do it. And we're going to be bringing kingdom leadership to media, entertainment, and education, and entrepreneurs. We're going all in. You can be a part of that by connecting with us on our server. That's Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And so back to the programming on Saturday. So we have from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. is our weekend mid-drive. Kids and families, ages 3 to 12, with puppet ministry, music for children. From 2 to 6, we're going to have teaching and talk radio, economics, health. I want to say we might have a dream cast show. I'm hoping to get back in talks with the prophetess, who this is her expertise. That's from 2 to 6. And then from 6 to 10 is our R&B and hip-hop hours. From 10 until 2, Sunday morning is our top artist of music. From 2 to 6, check this out. Saturday night going into Sunday, we are going to give special programming for all of our kingdom cultural music and inspiration, worship, praise from all of the nations that are connected to the show right now. We're going to be inclusive because that's what the kingdom is about. There is, ought not to be, separation, segregation in Father's kingdom. So our radio station is going to be all in, focusing on inclusion of all brothers and sisters. And so that four-hour segment on that Saturday night into Sunday morning, maybe that might go into our Sunday night into Monday. I'm not really sure, but that's our programming. As of now, we're going to be putting it up on our Discord. So yeah, you can see the programming in real time. I can't wait. I cannot wait. So you can also, speaking of the programming, you've heard a little bit of it. You can become an Eagle influencer, which turns into an Eagle investor. If you want to be a part of launching this rocket ship into the stratosphere, into all the nation, 17 at large right now, where Father has placed Night Moods, this ministry that's going to be bringing the kingdom as a leader in broadcast and media, gaming, we've got our own game, a VR game. They are working on that right now. It's really kind of cool. The storyboard is getting put together. I do know the name of the game. It's Guardians of Guardians of Aries is the name of the VR game. So if you are a gaming head, you like playing games, and if your children like playing games, we are bringing forth another kingdom game. And I believe that's going to be coming out in 2023, but we're putting the storyboard together. You're going to be seeing that unveiling later this month on the Discord. So all things are moving towards the Discord, and we're working on the website for the radio station for your entertainment, for your participation, your interaction. And so we're looking forward for you to connect with us on Discord, Instagram, and Twitter. We have our Facebook group, but they're not really participating. But that's okay. So those of you Night Eagles listening right now, go to Discord and create an account and then look for Night Moods, hashtag 9811. So you can be a part of the server, 24/7 server up and running, and you could be on the entry point of everything that is coming down. And so we have some gifts. We have some events happening at the end of August into September, and you will get VIP status right now. The only way you can become an Eagle Investor by this click. Once you go to www.givesendgo.com/Night Moods Launch. That's givesendgo.com/Night Moods Launch. Open giving until we launch our Eagle levels. Now, if you give anything over $25 to support the launch of Night Moods HQ, the radio station, then you'll receive a gift in the mail. We got a small book, and we got a massive book for, it's really kind of a cool book. I started talking about the books last night, and then we watched the radio station, the platform, crash. So I'm going to have both books here in the studio tomorrow night, and we're going to talk about the books. For those of you who give over $25, you'll get a book, especially if you're here in the United States. So if you're a Night Eagle in the States and you give right now, go to givesendgo.com/Night Moods Launch, and you give over $25, you're going to receive a gift from Night Moods, from one of our partners. And I'm excited about this. Can I talk about the partners without getting kicked off here? Let's see if I can do this real quickly. Because we got the shipment. 900 books are going to go to our Eagles who support right now with $25 or more. And this is from our family, our new partners at lifebooks.com. Lifebook.com, new sponsor to the show. And we are excited to have them on board. So if you give $25 or more, we have a ministry gift that's going to be sent to your address for all listeners in the United States. Go to Gibson right now, and you can become a Eagle Investor with the radio station launched in 11/11/22. Now, join me tomorrow, because I keep putting this off, but I cannot put it off any longer. NFTs, I'm actually even working on this this early this evening, and this is a chore. When I tell you I am seriously learning about this space, we were introduced to NFTs by a good friend of mine I've known for over 10 years, Coylette James, and she gifted this ministry with two NFTs, and we are a proud partner with Eric Skolden and his Kingdom Warriors. And so because of that partnership has created an opportunity for us to create our own NFTs. And by creating our own collection, you get to purchase NFTs, and your purchase goes to not only help the radio station, but we are marrying a sister organization to help children and women here in the States, in our neck of the woods, as well as a global organization. And we're going to be talking about that more on the Discord. And this is what happens when you partner with us and you help create a kingdom community. And so this is kind of exciting for what we're doing here. So pay attention to the rest of this week. I am hoping to come on a little bit earlier because we got a lot to talk about. And as you see, talking about the radio station kind of puts everything to a backseat, but we cannot put relaxation in the backseat. This is our primary purpose of being here with you on the flagship show, Night Moods. And I want to let you know, I appreciate you guys to the fullest degree. And I want to say a special shout out to all of our Night Moods listeners, all of our Eagles from as many countries, especially our female Eagles who are listening around this world that we all share. Thank you so much. It is a privilege to be here with you and to share in the experience and watching in real time, watching this radio show, this flagship show, take off just as God has revealed. And right now, the mission field is set in 17 nations. I keep saying 18, but that one is kind of wavering. But that's okay. We got enough work to work on. August is a big month for us, and you can be part of the launch. Help fuel the rocket ship to blast off 11/11/22. This is Night Moves on Blog Talk Radio. I am Michael, your Chief Mood Officer. Glad to be here with you, and I will see you again Thursday night for our first Thursday show in August. Thank you for joining. Remember to love yourself as you love someone else, and bless yourself as you bless others. On top of that, enjoy your life. Take care, everyone.